Here's B-Farm, this is Linda.
Hi, good afternoon, Linda. This is Thomas Mark with Orbit Design Agency. How are you?
I'm good.
Great.
I have Randy on here, too.
Hi.
Hi, sir. How are you?
Fine.
Glad to know that. Okay, so let me open up our previous conversation with Ms. Linda. So we discussed about the website that you currently have, that and you guys are running some problems with the tracking inventory. So could you be please more specific on that? Because I understood like what exactly is the issues that you're following, and I have the solution for that too, and that can be done as soon as we can do it for you. So you guys tell me like what exactly that that you guys are facing right now.
Well, I have variants on a product, but the basic product is one product, and we make the changes. It's Beehive boxes for one thing. There will be other things that will be the same thing. But so they can come unassembled, and that's how we get.
Okay.
We can assemble them and have a different price for it.
Okay.
And then we can paint that box and have another price for it.
We can add frames to it.
Yeah, adding frames. And then we'd have to increase the inventory on the frames that we have as we put them in that. And it needs to be something that I can change as we add more product.
Okay. And if I may ask, what exactly is the, I would say, the platform that you guys are using? Is that Shopify?
Yes.
Perfect. Perfect. Sounds great. Okay, just an idea that just came to my mind. What if we move your website to a different platform? And the pros of moving your website to a different platform would be multiple. First, that you guys can limit, like currently Shopify is giving you a limited functionality and you're not able to integrate a third-party APIs and thus no analytics or I would say a third-party plugin installation is available. If it is available, then you have to pay separate for that. And it's a subscription-based API. Whether if you have another platform like WordPress is famous. Like anything can be done on WordPress. Like I would say literally anything. You name it, we do it for you. Not even us, like any developer, like senior developer can do this job for you. Second, Shopify offers you a template-based website, mainstream designs and outlooks, whereas with other platforms, it's a custom design, so your website will definitely stand out. Whatever you have in mind, whatever design comes to your mind, even you can sketch out a website for us, send it to us, and my team would get the job done for you. Just an example. And of course, we have designed like hundreds of websites on Shopify too. But I'm just trying to give you a solution for this, that like how can we fix the issue that you have. Okay, so now let's come to the Shopify itself. How can we fix this problem on the Shopify itself? We can simply go ahead and design a new inventory management system. It would be totally separate from your current one, and that will be installed from our site, and that would be absolutely for free of cost. All you have to do is just to pay for the development. That's it. And development charges would be paid by you, and we'll get the APIs because in our database we have like a lot of APIs that we have purchased already for lifetime, and we use those APIs to integrate on our clients' websites what exactly they're looking for. And usually there's a one-time charge for those API if we don't have that in our database. So what we did, we have been in this business for more than 10 years. So we have like a lot of APIs, different APIs that the client needs during their business. So we have installed already, and you just provide us the access to your backend, your Shopify. My developer will be working on this for you. They'll integrate that probably in 48 to 72 hours. This issue will be resolved. In case you have any other problems, if you need any updates, if you need to redesign, or if you need to add more products, more sections, or anything, we can give you an automated service. So there will be a separate content management system which will be provided out to you. With the help of that, you will be able to manage the website easily yourself. Current content management system that you guys have, that's a bit sketchy. And clients, like usually they're doing their themselves, so it's quite hard, not quite, it's just like a bit hard for them to like design and develop the website themselves. So these are some things that can be done if you are working with a third-party agency like us or any other agency. So these are the things that if you move your website to WordPress or any other platform, that might cost you a bit more that I'm going to charge you right now for Shopify. So you guys tell me which step and which path that you guys want to take.
Well,
what? Tell me about your company. What's your company's name? What do you do?
Well, we are Orbit Design Agency, and we have been in this business. Orbit Design Agency is like a 4-year-old company, and before that, there was a sister company that our production team and the design team were working on, and we started with the logo designing. We started working on the branding for businesses and logo designing and stuff like that. Then we moved to website development, website designing, all sort of platforms that we work on, Laravel, Shopify, Wix, custom PHP, custom WordPress, so we do all of it. We have hired more than like 1,500 people. That includes designers, developers, salespeople, and everything. And they're not all, everyone is based in California. We have hired from different states of U.S. Some people are based in Canada as well. And a few of the people who are abroad, they're based in U.K. and Australia. So we are based in like 3 different countries, I would say.
So we kind of have to know approximately what kind of cost we're looking at.
Cost is going to be really simple. If you stay with Shopify and you need to like fix all these issues, and after the issues, we give you free technical support. So later down the road, for example, if you're getting this job done, let's say in 5 days from now, and your issue is resolved and you're totally happy with the work and you're continuing your business online, then after that, you get the free support as well, because after a month or two, if you find any other problem with the website or any other, if you need any updates or something like that, or anything you want to be done on the website, I will give you a separate team of designer, developer, and a one dedicated project manager who will be in touch with you guys for lifetime. So whatever changes you require, whatever updates you require, whatever information you require, and you need to do anything with the website, you're just one email, one call, and one text away. You talk to us, and they will help you out. So it's, I would say, one time for lifetime offer. So you're not paying us for the issue resolved. Like you're not paying us for the solution. You're hiring us for the lifetime. That's I would say.
Okay, but again, you know, what are we talking about dollar wise?
Sorry, what? I didn't get that part.
What are we talking about dollar wise?
Dollar-wise, okay. Dollar-wise, if you stay with Shopify and fix the issues, that there's a simple cost of $599 that you pay to us. And all of the things that I've discussed with you so far is a part of that. One-time cost only. No additional charges, no future charges, no recurring, nothing. Nothing is hidden from you. So you pay $600 and you get everything done that you have discussed so far. In case if you need to move to a whole new platform with a brand new design, a brand new branding, a totally new work, totally out of the box kind of a custom work, we'll send out to you, and that would cost you around like $1,300, and $1,300 would include the whole designing and website development. And if I share the I would say the process with you, the process is really interesting. So as soon as you sign up with us and come with us, first of all, you will have a small meeting with a welcome meeting with my team. I will let you meet my designers, developers, and one dedicated project manager. And they'll send you an internet questionnaire where you may fill out some basic information about your needs. Based on that information, my team would sit down and do some research about that ideas that you have filled out, like your vision that you have. So we would understand your business and your vision. So based on that information, my team would design some layouts for you, like custom work for you. So whatever you have in mind, they'll show you that on your desktop screen in the shape of a website. So you guys will take a look at it once that is delivered to you. And you can take a look and let us know if you need any more modifications you want to see, and we'll make them based on your input. So the problems that you currently face, that problem will be focused on. So from day one, from scratch, we will make sure that the, all of the problems and the future problems that we are expecting, because we are experts, we know like what sort of problems comes in later down the road. So we design and develop the website in a way that the clients doesn't face these problems in the future. That's why they stay with us always, and they trust us. Then you guys approve the design of the website. Then the second part comes in, the second phase comes in. So that is basically the main part, that we build the inner pages, we upload the content, upload the products, write the content, and such as like photographs, videos, and some extra information that you want your clients to see when they visit your website. Then, of course, it will be sent out to you for your approval as well. If you don't like it, we'll keep on working on it for you. You can ask for more revisions and more things that you need to see, more ideas that you need to see, and whatever you select, whatever you approve, we'll go ahead and mark that as the approved design. Then the final phase is really simple. We put your website on a test server just to make sure that everything is working fine on the website. You can play around with it like any other website that you see on the internet, and you can see if there's any other further adjustments that needs to be done to check whether it's working well in every way. So only when it has been negotiated and accepted by you, we'll be able to launch your website on an offered date and time. So these are the steps for the whole new platform, whole new website.
How long does it take? Would it take to get Shopify to?
Shopify can easily be done in like 3 to 4 days. Maximum, it would take 5 days to fix all of the problems that you're currently facing. We can get it done in 24 to 48 hours as well, once you speak to the developer himself, and he will let you know that how soon he or she can get this job done for you. And if you go ahead and move your website to a new platform, that will take at least 2 weeks to make your website live.
But Shopify would continue to work. In the meantime.
I'm sorry?
But I'd stop if I was the senior deal.
Yeah. Right. So I would say, like, you, first of all, you don't go with the custom WordPress right now. Why I wouldn't suggest you this first, we're going to buy some time from you. Second, you're going to pay almost a double, I would say more than double, of the price that you're paying right now. So, and third is that will be a totally a new thing. But of course, if you're moving to a new thing, if I'm suggesting you, it's not just about the money, it's about your satisfaction. Your, I would say, the easier way, like the easy thing that I'm providing you, the easy to navigate. You'll have the access to the back end so you guys can easily make the changes, manage the website. Everything will be super duper easy for you if you have a new platform. Just like, if I'm using the word easy, it's just like ABC, I would say. So,
okay, so did I catch that WordPress costs more than Shopify?
Yeah, it's almost double, I would say. But it's a one-time cost, yeah, again, because currently you guys are with Shopify and you're definitely paying a subscription charge to them every month. Even if you guys are performing, if you guys are selling your products, generating the revenue or not, doesn't matter. So it's just
right.
Like I would say it's a subscription-based platform, so it works until you pay for it. If you stop paying them, if you stop paying for it, your website would go down. And the second major, major disadvantage that I would say, it doesn't give you the ownership. Shopify is the owner of your website. You are not.
Yes.
You're just using their platform to sell your products, to generate business. You're just running business on their platform. On the other hand, if you have your own website on WordPress or other custom PHP, you are the owner of the site. And the transactions that are happening directly coming to your account, we will be helping you setting up all of the payment integrations, payment merchant. Clients can easily pay you through PayPal, Cash App, Venmo, Apple Pay, credit card, debit card, whatever you prefer, whatever the client prefer, they have the option. And there are nothing like subscription charges and no additional charges. Only the additional charges will apply if you're adding a whole new thing to the website. Do you get it?
Yeah. So WordPress has no subscription
No subscription. Yeah, no subscription at all. Why they don't offer the subscription thing? Because they offer you the ownership rights. For example, if I'm giving you a car on a rental based and you're paying me rent, so it's not possible that you guys are the owner of that car. I'm the owner, and you're paying me rent every month. And if you were the owner, there's no point of paying the rent. You were the owner. You'll take care of the maintenance of the site yourself. You'll take care of the upgrades of that car yourself. And whatever you want to that car, you can do that. You can change the seats. You can change the tires. You can change the wheels, whatever you want. It's your thing. Same goes with the website, too.
Okay. So then we would just come back to you for a different design if we need it. Is that that's what you're saying?
Exactly.
If we want to change the design or, you know, update it, you know.
Yeah, that's correct.
So the one-time price for WordPress is much? $1,300?
Yeah, $1,300. That's a one-time
and your
cost.
Price.
Sorry, what?
And that includes your price, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's both of them. Okay.
So that is how it will work. And we also, on the other hand, if you're paying us more, also on top, what we offer is we offer you 100% money-back guarantee at any point, at any dismay of the services, timeline, deadline, whatever has been discussed with you. If you don't get the accurate service that has been promised to you, you have the ability to get the 100% refund. 100%. Doesn't matter if your work has been 50% completed, 80% completed, doesn't matter. If you don't like the work, you get the money back. Same goes with Shopify, too. If you're paying me $600, you get the 100% money back guarantee. If the promise that we are doing right now, in 5 days, if your issue is not resolved, you can take the money back.
You seem to be recommending WordPress. Is that correct?
Yeah. I said custom WordPress.
Okay, custom WordPress.
Yeah.
Why that over some other platform?
Yeah, it's like there are multiple platforms, but usually people use WordPress. That's why I'm using the word WordPress.
Okay.
So you can do it on custom PHP as well. You can do it on Laravel as well. So there are other platforms that on the websites can be designed. And you see big brands out there like Zara or Levi's or Nike or Adidas. All these websites are being made on custom WordPress or custom PHP. So these are not like Shopify designs. Usually people prefer Shopify because everything is in front of you guys. Like if you want to design a website, you search it on Google and Shopify comes up. And you simply select it, design the website yourself, develop the website yourself. Everything is in front of you, but there is no live person that you can talk to.
Yeah.
So that's why you have to hire a third party. And that's why people, like a lot of people I have, like they have been migrating their websites from Shopify or Wix or Squarespace to a custom work. Why? Because they need to speak to someone. They need to hire someone to get their work done so they can talk to face-to-face. They can talk to emails. They can talk through text messages, phone calls. So this is considered much easier, I would say. Yeah.
Okay. Right now on Shopify, I've got the SEO set so that some of our main searches, we come up first or second.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you work those SEOs?
We don't want to start from the bottom up again.
Yeah. If we're just moving our address, then it shouldn't bother anything that we've done on Google, right?
No, it doesn't work. It's not going to be like that. The name that you have for the website would stay the same. We are just moving the platform, that's it. The rest stays the same. And the data that you have on the back end of the site, we will take that down. Like, I mean, we'll retrieve that data from the old website, and we'll save that so we can put down that data onto the new website. So the new platform, the new inventory management system, the analytics, and, of course, the content management system will be designed in a way that you guys prefer. So the data will be saved. The website name will be saved. Only the hosting will be changed because hosting servers are provided by Shopify itself. So, like, in WordPress, you need to, like, get the different hosting server. So it doesn't matter, actually. So if you have the data already, so we just need to switch the hosting to a new hosting server. And that's just, like, I would say, a two-hour job. So that can easily be done. And that is the last step, I would say. Once everything is approved from your end, you guys just, like, ready to go live. Only we will, at that point, we will host your website on a new server. So.
Okay.
You're saying we can go in there and make changes once it's established. Is that
right?
Yeah,
absolutely. And if you guys don't know, because that is something new for you, I can tell. And during this project, during these 2 weeks, you will be getting free training about, with your project manager. And they will share their screen with you. They will share some videos with you of how to, like, manage the website yourself. And until you're 100% satisfied with it, you'll learn it completely. Only then we provide you the access to it, because there is no point. If you have the access and you don't know how to manage it, then there is no point of giving you the access. But we are always available. On this, on the other hand, my team is always available to help you out with any changes you need.
And you said something earlier, I don't know if it applies here or not, about lifetime help or something like that you offered on the site with
us. Yeah, I said, like, the technical support that you get. Are you asking this?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, so technical support will be always provided to you. For example, let's say after 6 months you're here, hey, Tom, my website is down for some reason, and my clients are not able to pay. If they're paying, I'm not receiving the payments. We are always there to help you out and fix that for you.
Okay, but as far as adding new products, that's something we can do?
Yeah, absolutely. You can set the pricing, you can change the banners, you can add a new category, just like if you're launching a new product line. You can add that yourself. You can add the pictures, setting up the pricing, anything you want. You do with the website, you can easily do that yourself.
And you also, if I heard right, said something about you can design logos.
Yeah, that is actually for free. No matter if you're getting the Shopify thing, that is coming for free of cost to our new clients. And we're doing this in this month only. So, like, all the clients who are bringing their new businesses, so they're saving at least like $500 to $600 on the logo and the whole branding that they spent on. So we are saving this cost for the clients just as a good gesture. So the logo design will be provided to you for free of cost, along with the branding that you need. For example, let's say if you need not business card design, letterheads, envelope, or thank you cards, or envelope design and invoices design, invoices that you need. So we will design that absolutely for free of cost. We will provide you with the 100% copyright protection for the logo that you will be getting. And you get the high-resolution printable and editable file formats of the whole stationery and the logo. So in case if you guys need to do some printing, like with that logo, you can easily do that yourself. You have the high-resolution editable and printable formats.
So that's the logo to go on our website. Reading
for you. Yeah. It works like a website process. Just like website process, we would send you a questionnaire to fill out for the logo. That will ask you multiple questions like what colors would you like to see, the color palette that you need to choose, and the idea that you have in mind, the look and feel of the logo that you want, like industry-based. So we would design like a couple concepts for you, like 6-7 logos. We'll send it to you. You guys will pick the one. And same, if you guys need more modifications into that the logo that you selected, we can go ahead and edit that logo and finalize that based on your approval.
And you're talking about a whole new look to the website. Something that's different than everybody else's, something that will attract people.
Absolutely, sir. But, yeah, again, I would say if you guys have some design ideas in mind, like, for example, if you like the website of any third-party company, any other company, if you like their website, feel free to share that design with us so my team can guess that what exactly you want. So if you need a similar website, similar to whatever you send to us, we would design your website similar to that because it's a custom work. In the custom work, we can literally do anything.
Do you have samples of websites you've created?
Yes, sir. Why not? I would love to show you some of the work that we have done. Can you please visit my website if you have a computer in front of your screen? Okay, can you tell me the product line that you guys have right now?
We are beekeepers. We sell
and bees
and queen bees and supplies. Yeah.
Okay, I'll show you some ideas of the e-commerce store, like how the e-commerce stores are created with us. I'll show you some clothing websites. I'll show you some bed and bath products websites or anything that comes. Yeah. So my website is, let me know once you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, that is Orbit, O-R-B-I-T, design, agency.com.
Okay.
Yes, sir. OrbitDesignAgency.com. Let me know once you're on the website. I'll connect you on my chat screen.
Okay. I think. Yeah, it looks like we're there.
Okay. Let me check. So there, okay, cool. You
it's
are
gonna
here.
Be under his name and not mine. So
yeah, sure. I don't see any name right now because I don't know where you guys are coming from. So it's like this functionality can also be added to your website, so you can see who is visiting your website, just like I did. You came on my website and I connected with you on the chat, and I said hi, and you can check that on the bottom right corner of your site. Do you see it?
I think so. I'm on my tablet right now.
You just saw it. Yeah. So you can once you're entrusted, like entrusted in my service, you'll talk to me. Like I'll send you this message, let's say. Okay, I'll send you this message just to get attention from you. That are you looking to get a website designed and developed? You'll say yes to me. And once you say yes, you and me will start talking about it. I'll ask you a few questions. You'll tell me your requirements. Then I'll give you a quote if you think that is something that you can spend on. And I'll show you some of the work and samples. And you're interested and you get the service. And I got the business from you. So this bot feature, chat feature, is really important. And I would say really helpful for you guys, especially on an e-commerce store. It is really good. And if you think like you're not available to speak to the client every day, and of course, you must be a busy person. You cannot be available offline every time. So there is a bot feature that can be added. So instead of Thomas, there will be a bot who will be speaking to the client. And we'll design that bot in a way that the bot will ask them the questions that you are going to ask them, like what product that they're interested in. They send the product to you, they're asking the prices for it, whatever. So if you're interested in that, you can like simply get that feature too. So anyway, let's talk business. So here's the site, and I always show this site to my clients because I think like in the recent times, this is the best work that we have done. So this is an e-commerce store, easy to navigate, it doesn't have a lot of colors. It looks legitimate business. It looks really good. So the first thing that you see is the logo. It's an amazing thing. So the logo is really beautiful, done by us, Cezanne. So and down you see a slider, a banner, so on which you can see like what are the new products that they have paid, what are depicts items that the client's usually been purchasing, the hot selling item. If you're live with a sale going on, like a 40% off or 50% off, that will be displayed on the banner. So the first thing that attracts the client, that would be this. Then if you scroll down and you can see what they offer, clothing, if you just like drag your mouse to clothing, then you see what they sell, like coats, dresses, and the effects that you see when you move the cursor to each section, there's an effect, which is called the hover effect. that will also be added to your site to make it out of the box, to or attractive, I would say. Not out of the box, because a lot of people have this feature. So loungewear, knitwear, then collections is what is new, and new coming products, and it's travel season, and traveling items, and accessories like bags, beauties, belts, and hats, jewelry, sunglasses, a lot of stuff. So that is how like your website can be designed. And now let me show you another example. Come to my website again, and then you'll see another website that is older and Rust. So these guys are selling some interior products, and the website has been designed in a way that if you look at the website, you can easily, by the look and feel of this website, you can tell that what sort of work, what sort of products that they're selling. So it's an industry-based designer thing. Like, we have industry-based designers. So if you need a food industry type of a website, your project will be assigned to that team who has been working on food industry websites only. So they have experience in it, and a lot of experience. So whatever is your product line, whatever is your industry, so based on that industry, the designers would be assigned on your project, and they'll be working for you on this. And I'm sure, I'm 100% confident that you'll love the work.
And you're telling us that the inventory control we're interested in would be built in.
Yeah. So we built a whole new set thing for you based on your input.
And you understand what we're asking for the inventory control.
Yeah, can you ask that again? I think I didn't get that.
You understand what we're asking.
How about for the inventory control? How it happens to work for us.
Because right now, all the variants, you can put inventory in for each. I could see if you have a red dress, a blue dress, and a green dress, you'd have to have amounts to have of each one of them. But when you have, let's say you have a dress, and we will dye it red, green, or blue according to what you want, but we only have, one base of a dress. You understand what I'm saying there?
Uh-huh.
Let's go this way. Let's say we have 1,000 hide boxes.
Okay.
Unassembled. There's 4 sides. They're unassembled. The order we buy them, we get them wholesale. And we can sell them in multiple configurations, either
yes.
Assembled, multiple
right.
Quantities, and so forth. But if we sell assembled ones, they have to come off of that.
Unassembled.
Yeah. They have to come off that unassembled file or high boxes.
Lumber.
That makes sense, or am I confusing you?
Well, yeah, I feel like it's a bit confusing, but I'm trying to understand, like, it's the exact thing of it.
So that's why I want to make sure that we're on the same page. Yeah.
Well, if I may ask, do you guys, like the website that we're discussing right now that you have, is it live at this moment?
Ours?
Ours, we like our website. And
you're asking if it's a live?
Yeah, it's live. SpearsBeefFarm.com.
Okay, can you send that in the chat so I can take a look at it?
Sure.
Send it here.
Yeah, I mean, hey.
Perfect. Hang on a second. Okay, so the first thing that I see is the logo. Okay. It's an interesting logo, but it can be done in a design in a good way, too.
Yeah, I'm not happy with that logo.
Okay, jacket, adult, beekeeping, gloves. Okay, interesting. I'm telling you, like, the work that you guys are doing, we can design something literally amazing for you guys. Absolutely. Because the work that the product that you're selling, like, that product will be displayed in every other, I would say, on the banner and on the background of the site, on the top banner, and the, okay, all right, products. So there's no option on the shop that can be created. So if you go ahead and add the category, that will be the shop, and down below, and we can add the actual products like pet shampoo, honey, supplies, and bee suits, etc. that you sell.
Right.
So we can design a page like a clothing. So in that clothing section, like jackets, full suits, about for adults, and gloves and everything, that will be displayed over there. And we will design different banners for it just to attract the clients before they visit the actual shop. So they will see that what sort of products, like if you can do a good photo shoot of your product, so that would be only job that we will ask you to do, because that would definitely help you guys, because if you have attractive pictures, and we can edit those pictures and upscale the pictures, and we can upload that onto the site. It's just to display. I'm not talking about that photos which will be displayed on the shop screen when the client is purchasing. I'm asking for the photos which will be displayed on the main website, for example, on the banner or on the background. So that would really attract it. So anyway, let me click on jackets. Okay, if I click on jackets, there's a whole new page comes up. And see, the background that I see, like the cream color and the light color, it's not so attractive, I would say. If it's totally white, that would be good, too. That would be good, I would say.
You can fix that yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, we can. Then you select the size which are available. Okay, if I select the size, for example, 4XL, is it available right now if I add that to the cart and purchase it?
I think I've got, if we can order, you can order beyond what's available in that. No, probably not. Try a 2X.
Okay, let me add that to the card. Let me add that to medium. Okay, it took me to a card, and then Sasha asking me to check out with PayPal or ShopPay. So, for example, if you have the size that is excess, extra small, small, medium, large, but you don't have the XL or 2XL, then you have available 3XL, 4XL. So the option would be not clickable if it's not available. It will be automated. Like that is the inventory management system that I was talking about in the first thing, at the first place. For example, let's say if you don't have that product available, that size available, so it won't be displayed onto the site. You get it.
Okay, it won't even be displayed.
Yeah, so currently I see every product that you have on this website is available. Every size of it, every bill of it is available.
They're displayed, they're not necessarily available.
Yeah.
It's like our queen bees. We want them to see that we will have them, but they're just not, they're currently sold out for the year.
Like the honey right now is sold out, and you should be able to go to the honey section and see sold out.
Yeah. It says sold out. Okay. And as soon as you upload the inventory, it will automatically be available onto the website.
You're right.
Yeah. I got it. Okay. So the product pictures itself are good, are literally good, I would say. But I would need some more photos, like on the grass, maybe, or in your lawn outside, so you can take some good pictures. Even with if you take a picture with an iPhone, it's super duper good. So you send
us
those pictures.
So.
Well, we don't have any grass.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. All right. So, I would say, yeah, let's get to it. Or if you want to see like what can we do for you, you move to WordPress. So let's say how it works. So if we start working on WordPress, that doesn't mean this current website will go down. It won't go down. So we'll design the designs for you, the layout for you. We'll send it to you in a couple of days. Let's say if you're pulling the trigger right now, within 48 to 72 hours, you'll receive 2 to 3 different concepts, different design of the websites that we're going to design for you. We'll send it to you. If you guys think that you guys need to do, like if that is so attractive to you guys, then you come to us again. You tell us, hey, I want to move to this platform that you guys are talking about. If you think that is not so attractive than this one, then we can stay with Shopify, fix your problems in 5 days, and boom, here we go. How about that?
Okay. I don't think we're both on the same page about the inventory control, how we need to have it work for us.
Sure, I understood that inventory control thing. We were saying that the tool will automatically be done from the inventory management system that I'm insisting on, that the inventory management system is the thing that you need. That is the only thing that you need. That is a solution for your problem right now. But again, once you're discussing this with the developer himself, then you guys can literally they'll share their work with you and you'll tell them that you think like that is fixing your problem or not. And I'm sure that we understand that what exactly is your problem. I'm not trying to drive you to like a whole new thing. I'm not trying to sell you a different thing that you don't need. I'm just telling you only those things that are required from your site. I'm just trying to give you a solution for resolution for whatever you have in mind. That's about it. And I've given you 2 options. Easiest options, $1,300 one time for the whole new platform, $600 for fixing this issue and giving you the inventory control for the current website.
Okay. What do you know? How is it?
And you said you'll do a little bit of something, get something started, and let us see it, and then we can make our decision?
Yes, sure. If you, that's okay. But I would say if you guys are really comfortable right now and if I've answered all of your questions, so let's pull the trigger on it. Let me connect you with my team, like in 20 to 25 minutes. You can take some time on it, and we'll send you the form to fill out. That's the first step. So you can simply fill out that form. So by that form, we would understand what exactly you have in mind. What is the vision that you have? Because on this in this 42 minutes, I spoke about for 30 minutes, and you guys spoke about for 12 minutes. So you speak to us through that form. So once you have that form, you fill that form out based on your input, then my team will be coming to you, and they'll meet you online to discuss what they have in mind for you and what you have. So based on your both input, we would design the site for you and fix the problem as soon as we can. So if whatever your budget is, whatever you think, like if you can spend $1,300 on it, so don't hesitate. Just pull the trigger and get this job done. If you think you don't need hassle if you're working on a deadline and if you need this work done in 5 days only or 6 days or ASAP, you pull the trigger on this Shopify to put down $600. I'll stop my work, and I'll get back to you within 2 to 3 days with the solution.
If we went with the $1,300, when do you need the funds?
Okay. If you start work, you pay that up front. Yeah.
Paid up front?
Yeah. You get the invoice of it because that's the step. Once you're paying something online and you get the invoice for that, so you can save that too, that you have paid for this. And every feature, like in detail, every feature will be sent out to you once you pay for it. Like it will be in your email that what features that you will be getting in that new platform. then that feature, like a detailed feature I'm talking about, for example, how many banners you get, how many designs of the logo you get, how many sliding banners you get, how many stock photos you get, and inventory management system, content management system, Facebook page, Instagram page, Twitter page, and we would be working and updating your social media platforms as well, and what else? Like stock images that I talked about earlier as well. So let's say if you need any animation onto the site and any branding to the site or 24 hours technical support that you're getting, so everything will be mentioned in that feature section for you. So you see that what exactly you have paid for. If you're paying $1,300 for something, you'll see all of the features too. It's nothing hidden from your site.
That's what I need. See what I'm paying for.
Yeah, I can send it to you right away in this chat. Because I know what I'm selling you, and give me just a second. All right. Okay, if I may ask, do you have any idea like how many number of products you will be having?
No, because we're going to continue to increase. So.
We've just signed up for a dealership, and it'll be all their inventory that they've got. So,
is there a limit? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the number of products, like 100, 200, 300, 400.
Let's see. What do you think?
Well, I've given you unlimited. I'm just asking. Because if you give me a number for, let's say, like you're selling 20 products, 30 products, so the price can come down. So that's why I was asking, like, what would be the number of products?
You mean from the 1,300?
Yeah.
And we just want unlimited then.
Well, wait a minute. Yeah, so. 100 items?
You'd be surprised how that adds. And that doesn't mean variation on an item, right?
No.
Or does it? You know, like different colors, different sizes?
No. Just the products. Just the quantity of the products.
Oh,
okay. Oh no. Probably at least a couple hundred would be safe.
No.
Well, if I look at your current website, I think like there are around probably 100 products on an average that you currently have on the site.
Well, probably at least double that.
Okay, double that.
I'm in the process of having to put a bunch more products on right now.
Okay, understood. All right, I see something like... if I go to Sensitive Skin All Natural Oil Rich Pet Shampoo, and the branding on this product is Snob Dog, so
right.
is that a third party thing?
No, that's where we started.
Okay.
It's ours product, yeah.
Yeah, it's ours.
Okay, so would you be needing like this sort of branding? Like the actual product labeling from us, because that is something that we also do. So if you need, of course, once your logo is revamped, then you might need the labeling as well. We can send you the samples of the labels, and you guys can get that printed from anywhere you want. So that's how you'll get the new branding too on your product. So that would attract all of your clients, and that would be awesome, I would say.
Okay.
That's an idea. Yeah, that's my idea. Take it if you want. So we'll design that. We'll design a couple label ideas for you, and we'll send it to you. So you guys can print it. You guys can try it. If you think it's attractive, then you get that printed in the quantity of the product that you have, and you can relabel all those products and resell it. I would say just like revamp the whole site, like, that's my thing. Like if I was there with you and I would be there to spend $1,300 on it and get the whole revamp of the site, because I want my brand to stand out, because I'm not working for someone else. It's my own business. I own this thing. So I would love to make it up to the mark. And quality, trust us. If you need quality work, you just need to trust us, because you haven't seen anything yet. You're just talking to me right now. You haven't seen anything, and I'm just talking to you. I'm giving you information. I'm promising you, telling you the quotes and everything, but you still haven't seen anything. So I would say just give it a shot and give us a trust, and within 2 to 3 days, you'll see what I've been talking about. You'll see the quality of the design of the website, and then you come to me. And if you like the work, you get the work done with us. If you don't like the work, you call me again, hey, and you'll be like, hey, I don't like the quality of the work. Give me my money back. I'll send it to you right away.
Can you send us something a couple of days for us to look at before we...
I'm sorry about that. Yeah, sorry. What was that again? Can you ask me again? I didn't get it.
Can you send us some mock-ups or something for us to look at the quality you're talking about before we send you the money?
No, sir, that won't be possible. That is against our policy, because we pay our designers and developers based on hours. So if they're designing the mock-up for you guys, like 2 to 3 mock-ups, or even just a 1 mock-up, so of course that would take like 3 to 4 hours for them to design the whole thing. Because I would, to be very honest, designing the website layout is much harder than developing the website, I would say. Because the designs is custom.
Yeah.
The design has been done by the client's requirements. What the client is asking, we need to design that, but on, if you talk about the development, so they know their job, they can quickly do it. If they want to integrate the payment, they can quickly integrate that in 5 to 10 minutes. That's easy for them. But when it comes to designing part, it takes time, and we pay them on hourly basis. That's why we charge every client up front. But again, you still have the 100% money back guarantee. If you don't like that design, either you ask for a new one or you ask for a money back.
All right. There's got to be a limit on how many redos you're going to put up with.
Unlimited, sir. Unlimited. Unlimited. That is from my side for you, sir. As I'm giving you the whole new branding and logo for free of cost, I can give you unlimited revisions and redos as well. That's no problem. But I'm 100% confident. Like, why I'm giving you unlimited revisions? Because I know if I'm sharing the first 3 concepts with you, I will ask my team to design the best that they can do for you, so there's no point of getting another design, because you'll approve either one of them out of 3, I'm sure.
All right. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to talk this over and decide how we want to go with
uh-huh.
And we'll have to call you back.
Okay.
If you're not in, probably Monday before you're in again.
Uh-huh.
Is that okay
with you? Yeah, that is okay, but I think like everything is done, and you guys sound so happy too, and you guys want this job to get done too, and I am quite satisfied with you with all the things that you guys need. I've given you 2 options too, so I think there's nothing left from your side or from my side, and we're just ready to go. I'm not pushing you, but I'm just thinking like there's nothing left to discuss or think about, I would say. You can just quickly make a decision. You both are the owners.
So we will not be making a decision right now. We will get back to you one way or another. Is that fair enough for you?
That is fair enough, for sure. The client has the right to make a decision. Of course, that is up to you. Whenever you guys are ready to go, you can do that. My offer is right in the front of the table. And you get the whole website with the whole free logo designing and the whole branding. That is still on the table with the same cost. And that would stay the same until you come tomorrow, or tomorrow we're not working. So if you come on Monday, that's totally fine for my site.
Well, I plan on doing that. Decide Monday how we want to proceed from this point.
We're probably going to go one way or the other, but you just need to decide where to go.
Okay.
You talked about the hours your people spend on things. you look at my Shopify site and see the hours I've spent on that.
I'm sure you must have spent a lot of hours on that. Maybe not a lot, or
well,
I don't know.
Trying to learn their templates.
For sure. For sure. But still, did you have any concerns about what we have already discussed?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
So how about...
As we go along. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I second that, and I would agree to that, too. So how about you give us the... Or I can talk to my billing department, too. If you think, like, $1,300 would be something that you need to think before spending. If you think that there's something and which is stopping you right now, because I think like rest of the stuff is totally clear about the work, everything is clear, and you want this job done, and you guys are excited already. So let me speak to my billing if you can, if you think like if you need some more discounts, so I can talk to the guy who runs the pricing and everything. I can talk to the costing manager and let them know the client is interested, if there's any point that we can get them a discount on the price that I've quoted. If they accept, I'll give you the discount on it. So what do you say?
No. We could always use a discount, naturally.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just not going to pull a trigger right now. It's not tonight.
We've been self-employed for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the way we do things.
Yeah, sure. Sure. You can sleep on that.
Yeah. Are you in tomorrow?
No,
I will be. I am. You have my phone number, right? You have my cell number, right? Just text me.
Right.
Just text me within the daytime or in the evening. I would say I would prefer a day because I wake up early in the morning. So you text me, whatever is your decision, and I'll take care of the rest of the work for you. All right?
Randy said Monday, so we'll be back with you on Monday.
Huh? Yeah, I prefer Monday too, yeah.
Okay. Did we hear you? We said work on those discounts.
Sounds good, ma'am. Sounds good. And if you have any questions that comes to your mind, feel free to text me over the weekend. That's all right.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
Perfect.
Okay.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Nice talking to you guys. You have a good evening.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.